That email was, well, it was questioning why I thought it was necessary to prove the story of Jesus, especially the resurrection. The listener wrote that the Bible considers it praiseworthy to have faith that does not require evidence of proof. The Bible makes that pretty clear in John 20, 24 through 29. I'm going to start with verse 24. This is going on just after the resurrection. Now Thomas, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples, they were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood with them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand. Put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord, my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." That's us, everybody. Blessed are those who have not seen yet have believed. Many of our listeners believe without proof. They have faith and believe in their hearts that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. They accept the gospel as truth and believe. But there are a lot of good folks out there listening to me today who need proof to help them strengthen their faith. And you know, also, if you're witnessing for Christ, it's good to have the proof when those doubting Thomases out there start asking questions, because proof does, in fact, exist. And that's why I've recommended the two books that I talked about last week. And there is so much other proof out there, everybody. The angel talking to Mary said this often quoted verse, especially at Christmas time. It's Luke chapter 1, verse 35. The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." The angel telling Mary, "God has chosen you to be the mother of His Son." Believe it, everybody, and live.